Hello and welcome to AHR's weekly market update podcast, brought to you by our Chief Investment Officer, Ian Ramsey.
Welcome to this week's AHR Market Review, the week ending 28th of April 2024. Equity markets staged a recovery over the week following the recent slump. Despite disappointing economic data, positive earnings from US technology companies helped markets advance, whilst bond yields increased again following further signs of sticky inflation. In the US, approximately a third of S&P 500 companies, accounting for 40% of the index's market cap, have reported their earnings for the first quarter. The results have largely been positive, with about 80% of these companies surpassing expectations. Average earnings beat the forecast by a solid 10%. Notably, the combined profits of the Magnificent Seven tech giants are projected to have surged by 47% in the first quarter compared to the same period last year, dwarfing the S&P 500's anticipated growth of 2%. Of the four from this elite group reporting last week, three enjoyed share price gains, with Alphabet leading the charge after announcing its inaugural dividend following earnings that exceeded estimates. However, Meta's shares took a hit after the firm presented a weaker-than-expected revenue outlook and signaled increased capital expenditure to enhance its AI capabilities. Economic data from the US painted a less rosy picture. Commerce Department's preliminary estimates indicated that the economy grew at a meager annualized rate of 1.6% in the first quarter, significantly trailing anticipated 2.5%. This marks the slowest pace of growth in nearly 2 years, with a marked reduction in government expenditure and expanding trade deficit contributing to the slowdown. Moreover, consumer spending has also tapered, particularly in the goods sector. Manufacturing activity retracted to contraction levels, with S&P Global's manufacturing index dropping to 49.9, below the expected 52. The services sector, though still expanding, likewise fell short of forecasts. The Commerce Department also highlighted that core PCE inflation, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, climbed at an annualized 3.7% in the first quarter, outpacing expectations and exceeding the Federal Reserve's 2% target for sustainable inflation. Nonetheless, March saw a slight continuation of the declining trend in core PCE inflation that started in October 2022. Over the week, US equities ended up by 2.7%, buoyed by strong earnings, with technology stocks particularly strong, rallying by 4.2%. European stocks also enjoyed gains, rising by 1.7%, whilst UK equities soared to record highs with a weekly increase of over 3%. Japanese stocks benefited from ongoing yen weakness, climbing 2.3%, and Chinese stocks also advanced, bolstered by improved economic forecasts for the year ahead. In fixed income markets, global yields increased over the week, reacting to the higher than anticipated US inflation figures. Yields on US government bonds rose for the fourth consecutive week, with the 2-year Treasury yield briefly topping 5%, and the 10-year bond closing the week at around 4.67%. Similarly, in Europe, the yield on the 10-year German bond momentarily exceeded 2.6%. That's all for this week's AHR Weekly Podcast. Thank you for listening. For further investment insights, head over to ahrprivatewealth.com.